Okay.
All right. So I'm talking with Matt Minahan of Compass Insurance in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and we'll just get right to it. Matt, what is today's insurance topic?
Well, I think with all the fires going on in Oregon, it's important to talk about certain things that you want on your policy in regards to fire, you know, both rental and homeowners. I had a couple catastrophic losses for clients that I was happy I wrote the policies correctly, and everything came out okay in terms of being indemnified and you know, getting them back and you know, to normal, so to speak, as good as you can when your house burns down. I think I'll start with the rental. You know, I had a lot of calls on rental insurance, and the important thing there was content. You know, a lot of these rental policies are just liability, meaning if there's a fire, I mean, if someone trips and falls over a bag you leave over outside, or a ladder, or something falls off the roof, or they get hurt on your property, that's the liability portion. And, you know, the liability pays. I got a number of calls from friends and clients saying, hey, does, mainly just friends who were asking me to review their policies that I didn't write. And there's a piece number two to that is content, you know, your couch, your TV, your refrigerator, things of that nature. When you're writing these policies, make sure these policies have content, you know, not just the liability. Because you can, a lot of these policies are, you know, liability only, meaning, and they say right on there. I had a friend send me, can you read me my policy? What does it cover? It says right on there, this does not cover content. So it's very important to have the content coverage on that. You know, so always, you know, always be aware of the content coverage. And then I'll talk about replacement costs versus, replacement costs versus actual value. you know, when I touch on the home, we could talk about that. And then the home policies, obviously you've got a, there's number of segments you got to be aware of on the home policy. So if you have a home, you obviously got to make it, you obviously got to make it for the value, right? So not counting the land. So in other words, my house burns completely down. How much is this going to cost to rebuild it? That's called a coverage A. So if it costs $300,000 or $400,000 to rebuild it, then you got to make sure you have those coverages adequate. Then there are the second part to a home coverage would be the outbuildings. So do I have a shop? Do I have a detached garage? Do I have a greenhouse? Because sometimes those burn down, but not the actual house. That is called, you know, that's called coverage B, which is dwelling, you know, additional dwelling or, you know, other coverages like your garage, your greenhouse. Normally that is just a percentage of your home. So it's usually, like say if you had a $400,000 value, they automatically put a, you know, 10 or 20%. So you would have 20% coverage. Say if it's $100,000, you'd have $20,000. But if you have a shop with tools in it or a special greenhouse that costs more than that, you got to be very careful that on those policies that you have additional coverage. In other words, I've got a $100,000 home and an $80,000 shop. Well, if you don't put that coverage B up to $80,000, it's only going to cover you $20,000. So you got to be very careful that those coverages are matched. In other words, if you have a $100,000 home and $20,000 isn't enough, you've got to up your coverage B and make sure your coverage B is adequate to $80,000, which you can do. So if God forbid the fire happens and the house stays, but the garage burns down or the shop burns down, you're only going to get a percentage of coverage if you didn't up that coverage. So to be adequately covered, you have to make sure that coverage B is adequate. And then what's another very important is replacement cost versus replacement cost versus actual cash value. Now, I would never write a policy that's actual cash value. In other words, you have a rental policy or a home policy, and you have a computer that's worth, that you paid $600 for. You have a loss, someone steals it, a house burns down. If it is on actual cash value, that computer that you bought at Costco or wherever for $600 is probably today worth $200. They're going to depreciate that out and say, well, it was worth $600 when you bought it, so the adjuster is going to give you $200 credit for that. I disagree with that. If you bought a computer for $600 and your house burns down, you want to go out and buy a computer, that computer costs $600. So you have to put on what's called a replacement cost. Okay, so costs you a little bit more, but at the end of the day, it's going to save you. And so that allows you to go out and buy a new computer, the new HP 2500 or whatever it is, at $600. It costs $600 today. The adjuster is going to allow $600 for cost as opposed to $200.
Okay, so again, let me jump in here on this. So that's a very good point. How about, you know, recently we've had a spike in lumber costs. So is there a way the policy can be written so that, you know, lumber prices go up 30%? They can.
Yes. And that's called and I always put that on every policy. It's called an additional replacement cost as well. And you can go up to 25, 50%. And I always put that on every policy. And it basically says, okay, you know, like what happened in Oregon, 30 houses, you know, 150 houses or however many burned down, cost of lumber goes up, cost of construction goes up. So there is a portion on the policy you can put additional replacement cost. Or you messed up. You thought it was $400,000, but it's actually $475,000 to rebuild. If you pay for that additional replacement cost up to 25 or 50%, it'll extend the value and allow to do that. So you always want to make sure that's on your policy as well.
Okay. And before we get too much further into this interview, I'd just like to ask, which states are you writing policies for these days?
Currently Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, and I will soon be in Florida.
Okay, very good. All right, let's continue on with this line.
Okay, so yeah, those are really the basic components on the home. Make sure your contents, your additional dwellings, and your home are valued correctly. And then you also have the liability component on the home as well. If you have someone gets hurt on a swing set, or they trip on your property, or you're working on your roof and you drop a hammer and it happens to hit the mailman when he's walking by, or one of your neighbors who is coming over to visit hits him on the head, you have a liability portion. I would never write under 300,000. I usually do 500,000 liability. And that's completely different from if your house burns down and to rebuild it and the cost and what's going on there. That's the liability portion, which I think is extremely important. Someone trips and falls, you don't even know they're on your property. They just came on your property to sell you something. You weren't even home. And they tripped over your ladder, or they tripped over your hose and hit their head on the porch and cracked their teeth, or hits their head and God forbid they have to get life flighted to the hospital because now they have a concussion. That is your liability portion. That I think you should always want to cover your assets versus your insurance, right? So if I'm a college kid and I don't make a ton of money and I'm in school, Is someone going to sue me for, you know, do I have a lot of assets? No, I don't. But someone could still sue you, you know, for $200,000-$300,000. So I would at least want it $300,000. If you are a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer and you make $1 million a year and you may have a rental property down in Salem or you have a $500,000 asset in your TD Ameritrade account, they can go after that. So you want to make sure your coverage limits protect you for that. So if you have, you know, overall value of $400,000, I would certainly want to put $500,000 liability on your policy. Always be covered for your assets and even a little bit more. Because a lot of people think, oh, I've got insurance, right? Someone cracked their head and fell and they had a $600,000 hospital bill. But if your liability is only $100,000, the insurance company is going to pay that $100,000 and say, there you go. You're on your own for the rest. You know, just because you have insurance doesn't mean you have, you know, you got to look at your limits of insurance. Again, a lot of clients think, oh, I have insurance. So they fell and they got a $500,000 hospital bill. Well, no, you're not covered for that $500,000 if you only have $100,000 liability on your home. So you want to be covered for that.
On the increasing your coverages, you know, how much more premium are we talking about here? How much more in general would a person pay, say, going from 100,000 to 500,000?
You know, it depends. I would say not that much. I mean, you're talking maybe $200-$300 a year at the most. Maybe even $100 a year. Just depends on where you're located. Some states do credit scores, but I would say not that much. It varies for everybody and every policy, but it's certainly, I would categorize it as a no-brainer. Don't do anything under $500,000 coverage.
Got it.
Also, I was told early on, if you have a swimming pool, get an umbrella. And we can talk a little bit about umbrellas. Once you get done with your home and your auto, a lot of companies have to have your home and auto, and they will do what's an umbrella coverage. It kind of goes over those two coverages. And I was told early on by a very good expert who's no longer in the business, but he said, if you have a swimming pool, if your clients have a swimming pool, do not let them out without an umbrella. Somebody comes and, God forbid, falls in the pool and drowns, even when you're not home. You have fences up, you have signs, doesn't matter. If they drown in your pool, you're going to be liable. You can get a $1 or $2 million umbrella or even up to a $5 million umbrella. And what that does, that says, okay, I really got hurt on your property. You had $300,000 liability, but you left this ladder out. It fell, or your tree fell on me and really hurt me. And I have now a $800,000 hospital bill, and your insurance only covers $300,000. What the umbrella is, that goes over that $300,000. So if you go over the $300,000, it'll say, okay, you kick into the umbrella policy now, and that $1 million extra umbrella will pay the extra $500,000. But and umbrellas aren't expensive. They're usually, I would say, I venture a guess, could be wrong state to state, but about less than half of what the policy itself costs. So I always recommend an umbrella, especially if you've got a lot of assets, if you're concerned about liability, definitely get that umbrella. But again, just to recap, the valuation of the home itself, I always do replacement costs on the contents. Make sure the shops and other structures, if they are more than 10 to 20% of your policy of the automatic coverage, make sure those are up, because it's common you can have a greenhouse burn down, your garage burn down, or your shop burn down, but your house is okay. And it's only going to take a portion of the value of your home if you didn't state, hey, this is an $80,000 shop or a $90,000 shop, and it's got X amount of tools in it. It's got my riding lawnmower in it. It's got this. So you got to make sure those components of your policy are adequate if you have other structures.
Okay, great. Okay, is there anything else we want to cover on this subject?
I just throw out a fun fact. The most common home claims, number one, is a dog bite. So if you've got a dog, make sure your insurance company knows about the dog, what kind of dog you have, because sometimes if you don't tell them you have a dog, you know, always make sure your insurance agent and the insurance company knows what kind of pets you have. You don't want to be in a situation where you say, oh, well, we didn't know you had a pit bull or a German shepherd. You know, they could that could cause you some problems during the claims. And then the second most common is water intrusion. So, your dishwasher leaks and you get the floor, usually wrecks the kitchen floor. I can't tell you how many I had of those. But speaking of water, if you have a basement, there's what's called a water backup. So your pipes clog and it backs up and the sewer backs up and you have a finished basement. Your policy, if it does not have water backup on it, may not cover that. So always make sure you have a water backup. That's like $20, $30 extra a year generally for my clients. And so I always make sure that's on there. So Cliff, if you call and say, I have a home, I want to make sure you have a basement. Or if you don't have a basement, or always put the water backup on there. Because you can have a water backup cost $20,000, $30,000 worth of damage. And it's possible the insurance company could say, oh, well, guess what? That's not covered. That too bad you're on your own, no claim. And here you are thinking you have insurance the whole time. So water backup is a very common claim. And I always make sure that you have that water backup on your policy.
Well, that's really inexpensive. That's money well spent.
Exactly. Okay. You know, and then a lot of people understand, my basement flooded. Or, because of the water backup, I have coverage, and it turns out they don't have coverage. And so it's a very tough call to make as an agent if you didn't put that on there. I always go over that with my clients and tell them we're putting that on there.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of our time now. I've been talking with Matt Minahan of Compass Insurance in Lake Oswego, Oregon. His phone number is 503-585-1544. That's 503-585-1544. And the website is www.getcompassinsurance.com. And thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, Cliff. I appreciate it. And if any listener wants to give a call and have me review their policy or ask any questions about their policy, I'd be more than happy to help where I can.
Great. And the states, again, that you're writing policies in?
Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, and Florida.
Okay, great. Well, that's it. Hey, have a good weekend, Matt.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.